Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Keisha Jackson, give me my all here in the zone of LOTL Radio. What can I say about this incredible singer, songwriter, Grammy Award nominee? My goodness, voice is smooth as a baby's skin. His first ever long-awaited Christmas album, A Killing Lattimore Christmas. My goodness, man. And my favorite song, Real Love This Christmas. On behalf of The Zone and, of course, myself, the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio the incredible Mr. Kenny Lattimore. My brother, how are you doing? Man, it's been a long time.
Fantastic. Yeah, this is great. Thank you so much for having me today.
And, no, the pleasure is truly mine.
To everybody. It was such a labor of love to do this Christmas album, and I'm glad to talk about it.
Absolutely. It's been a minute. The last time I had you on the show, I can't believe it's been a little bit over 2 years, and we have been waiting patiently for a Christmas album. So what finally made you decide to make a Christmas album, man?
You know, I wish I had a really brilliant story to tell you that I was so smart and just knew that. But it actually was that I was talking to my buddy Dave Cogs, and I said, you know, you do a Christmas tour every year, and this was his 19th year, and I wanted to go on his Christmas tour. And he said, hey, okay, well, when's your Christmas album coming out? And I was like, I don't have a Christmas album. So he was like, well, you should get a Christmas album. And then I thought about it, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to have to call on some folks and see how we can make this happen. And it's great to have good counsel. You know, there's safety in a multitude of counsel. I had a couple of friends call me and tell me, oh, well, we should go to Motown. You know, this is an opportunity for you to sing the gospel and do a Christmas album because of the message of the season. And I was like, you know what, that is perfect. So I did that with Motown. They agreed to do the album with me. And we brought in a great friend of mine, Aaron Lindsay, to be my creative partner. And when Aaron came in, the process just went to another level where I had to study and get into the Christmas music, and I was writing a lot more, and it just became a fantastic experience for me.
Well, it definitely resonates through the entire album. I guess what caught me off guard, or caught me by surprise, is that your spirit and your faith has always been strong. And I said, man, I wonder what's taken Kenny so long to put out a Christmas album. I mean, the spirit and the wherewithal, and I mean, everything was there. And you said it was a labor of love. What was the vibe like for you going in the studio, working with Aaron on this project?
Every day, it was great because it was like working with my brother, number one. So, and he's a strong man of God. So a lot of it was prayer, and really a lot of discussion and speaking God through the process. What are we supposed to say right here? What do we need to give to the people? What's going to motivate them? And then during the season, even before the election, and a lot of things in our country was exposed that we were more like the 1940s and 50s than we thought. We had this idea of doing Everybody Loves Somebody, which really came about because I was just thinking about people who are lonely during the holidays. But at the same time, we know that there are people who are just divided that just need to know the essence of real love. which breaks all barriers. And I think that we were just hearing from God, and we were giving whatever we heard God say put on there, we did it.
Right. Absolutely.
But it took a long time to do this album. Not because I didn't want to do it or what have you, but, and I hope this inspires people who have embarked on career journeys and have had obstacles thrown at them. I am an artist that has only recorded two albums at the same label throughout my entire career. It's pretty unheard of. Like, most artists would not have a career at all if you've recorded at as many labels as I've recorded. But I've been blessed to just try to give 100% to each project. And the people that you see have Christmas albums are usually people who have been at a label for a number of years, and then they'll say maybe around the third or fourth album. The fifth album will be the Christmas album, and then they're establishing a career. And I did not have that luxury. I had a lot of warfare against me because I wasn't doing what the industry wanted me to do. I think I was reluctantly a sex symbol in the industry when I had come from gospel. So it was a very different kind of path for me, and it was difficult. But I hope that inspires people to never give up on standing your ground where you know you're supposed to be, and just believing that God will open the doors for you where you can't even open yourself.
Absolutely. You know, I find it so refreshing because I remember the conversation that we had. As I said, it's been over 2 years, and you've always made it very abundantly clear how important it is that you touch people's lives through your music. It's not about the fame. It's not about the fortune. It's always been able to. You've always had the ability to make that kind of spiritual connection. What is it like for you? Oh, absolutely. What is it like for you when you're in the studio and you say you're working with someone like Aaron, who you look as you look upon as a brother, but you know you're working together and you're working on something very special, but also naturally organic. What is the vibe like for you?
You know, fortunately, it's a vibe of freedom. There's a space for me to create and be at my best without it being critical. I think that, you know, communicating with my brother, there's certain ways that we know that he can motivate me without destroying me in the process. Because this whole singing and making music thing is delicate and emotional. And you can say something like, oh, that note was just flat, or this was not good, or whatever. You can say things to a person in a way that can kill the spirit of the moment.
Right.
And then there's a way that you can actually say things to them and motivate them to be at their absolute best. So when you're working with somebody who you know loves you and is on the same page and has the same vision as you, they're going to communicate that and push you towards being better. So that was the kind of spirit that was there, the push towards being better and making the best product we could.
Absolutely. Being a father, as I'm a father, I know when you're dealing with a child, I have a son just like you do. Mm-hmm. What is
How
some
is
of the
son?
Thing? He actually is 14, going on 40 right now.
Yeah. Okay, we got him at the same age. Okay, mine's 13, going on 35. But yeah.
What have you learned from him to, as far as give you a lot more inspiration in your music and also give you a sense of peace in just in everyday life as far as learning patience and dealing with people, dealing with the industry?
I take my son on the road a lot. As a matter of fact, he came out with me on the first leg of this Christmas tour. And I try to expose him to the things that I was exposed to, and then protect him from things that maybe I wasn't protected from, and see if it allows him to live in a space of clarity and freedom. To make great decisions. That's my thing with my sons. I try to teach them to be a conscientious thinker.
Right.
Because I think that even from a spiritual standpoint, if he's thinking about the decisions that he's making, the value of those decisions and his own value, I think that it teaches him to be a great person, value other people's lives, value your journey. He just seems to be very balanced. And I learned that when I see him, it's like seeing a piece of me. God allowing me to relate to the struggles I have with God. Because sometimes I'm like, Lord, I don't want to do this. You know, I'm complaining and I can tell that the Lord, God is moving me in a direction and I'm fighting it a little bit like, no, I want to do something else. It's the same kind of way that that we are, that emulates in how I deal with him. And I have to be gentle but firm at the same time. And sometimes it's almost like I have to pick him up and place him in the direction that he wants to be, that he needs right. to be in. In order for him to speak clearly. And then sometimes I have to allow him to stumble and make mistakes and correct himself. But that's what I want him to be a thinker, so that he can see it.
Well, as I said, it definitely resonates, because I mean, you said something that was very key. You said, you know what, when you work with someone like Aaron, you want to, I've always believed that there's always a way to speak to someone. You can get your point of view across without tearing down someone's spirit. And I think you can use that same mentality when you're dealing with your child or dealing with children.
It
goes both ways. How have you managed over the years to maintain such a balance within yourself musically and also spiritually? Because you know just as well as anybody, the industry can be very cutthroat, but you have managed over the years to keep an even keel and not lose yourself in the fanfare. And that's why so many listeners and supporters like myself really immensely love you and love your music and what you bring to the table.
Thank you. I think it really has to do with the people that I've surrounded myself with. My family does not allow me to be Kitty Lattimore, ooh, when you come home. When I come home, it is still, you know, the Kenny Lattimore, like I've heard a lot of people say that your mama says, take out the trash. You know, you still got to take out trash, boy. You know, now my mother literally is no longer living, but I have her sister, my aunt, Lauren. I have sisters, I have brothers, my dad, who's here. I have a stepdad, a great, great men in my life. I was very fortunate to have very grounded people who sincerely loved me and allowed my life to really grow and not get caught up in the celebrity stuff. Now, we had our season when I first became celebrated that everybody kind of freaked out. I think it probably happens in every family. Everybody goes, he's famous. Like, what? What are we going to do? Because people are coming at them with different things. They're watching you on television and they're hearing stories about you. And it's tough on the family to hear. And I'm just going to say this hypothetically, but, you're getting married to so-and-so tomorrow? I heard about that in the paper. Why didn't you tell me? And I'm like, what do you mean? Why didn't I tell you? That's not true. You know, it's like, you're my family. If it was true, you know, you would have known before the papers would have known that.
Right.
We had to go through that period of them believing media over just calling me on the phone. So there's a lot that changes with the fame and all of that, that people don't understand. People will say, you've changed. But then it's like, no, everybody's changed around me. Maybe I have changed, but everybody around me changes because, again, the things that you would normally just call me on the phone and ask me, you don't do anymore. You get in line just like a fan, and like you don't know me at all and you don't have accessibility to me. Those are the kind of things that happen in your world when you have this, quote, success. But I think after two or three years, things began to settle, and I think we got back to normal, if you will. And some of it also had to do with how I managed not only the success in terms of media, but money and all of that, because you can enable people when you come in and you have more stuff than they do.
Right.
And then you start giving them stuff, or you start to, I worked with all my brothers and sisters. I've given them jobs where they've performed with me and worked as assistants or what have you when they needed or in transition. But you don't ever want to enable anybody where that's an expectation and then everybody in your world is dependent on you. So we went through a lot of little bumps and everything in the first 3 years, but we got through those well. And then people start to say, okay, well, let me settle and remember my own dream.
Right.
Because that's what still remains relevant and not get caught up. And, you know, I know this happens with athletes too, you know. Uh-oh, my brother went to the NBA. I'm set. No way. No way. That shouldn't be the idea. It should be that, yeah, my brother's in the NBA. And maybe your brother can help you to fulfill your dream. But the moment that you lose sight of your dream, that's a problem.
Absolutely. I remember you doing an interview, it was years ago. You said, you know what? One of the worst problems that I have is saying no. And that's saying no to loved ones, because I want to see everyone happy. And unfortunately, a lot of times you can't make everyone happy because they begin to become abusive with that fellowship.
And they don't mean to.
Right, absolutely.
And they don't mean to. But I think everything, happiness is, you got to bring happiness. You got to be happy, and that's a decision that you make every day, that I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be thankful and grateful and happy about this day. That is a decision. It should never be based on circumstances or what you have, because that means that the moment you don't have it, you're not happy. No, there should never be anything trivial that could turn off your happiness. Never.
This is true. This is so very true. And I've always said what separates a true artist from someone that just singing music is that they have the ability to come at you and show a sense of vulnerability through their music. And through all of your music that you've put out, Kenny, it's basically you have led us into your life as far as the up, as you say, the bumps in the roads, the good and the bad. Do you find your music at some time can be somewhat very therapeutic for you to help you get through things that you're experiencing in your life at that particular moment in time?
Yeah, I think so. And I think being on stage does it, because as much as I don't give every detail of my life, being in front of people and having conversation, even what we're doing right now, this is a blessing to me, because it puts me in a position to really have to stop and think about the blessings that I really have. Everybody doesn't have, particularly men. Men, we don't talk as much as women. Women are socialized to express so many of their emotions and things. We have those same emotions, but a lot of times we are conditioned to suppress them as if it is feminine. And when you talk about really what's going on in your life, that in itself is therapy. That is the reason why people go to therapists, not because they're crazy, but sometimes it's because to talk out really what's going on in your lives, because so much is going so fast and going by.
Right.
Social media and television media and radio media and different things. There's so many things that we are concerned about, because we get caught in not only things that are relevant in media, but we get caught in other people's agendas and what's gonna, you know, what Kim Kardashian is wearing and where Beyonce performed last and all these things. It seems like they're small things, but when you add that to the fact that we've got kids, we've got jobs, there's political things, there's unrest in the police, and there's police brutality, there's Black Lives Matter, but then people don't understand Black Lives Matter, and then there's all these things going on that consume us. So being able to to stop for a minute and just have a great conversation. I get to have a lot of great conversations because of being on stage. And because of interviews and things like that. I get to have a lot of great conversations to remind me of who I am.
Absolutely.
And remind me of the platform that I have, and I'm thankful for it.
You know what, I mentioned this to a good friend of mine. I said, you know, one thing about us, we as men, we have a tendency to try to micromanage our emotions in everything that we
Absolutely.
Do. I mean, because we are so guarded, we don't really trust that whatever we say, that someone is going to hold that against us.
Mm-hmm.
And you have managed...
Because it happens a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. And you have managed, by the grace of God, to use everything that you have experienced in your journey to express it so elegantly in your music. It is incredible. That's why I'm so proud of you that you finally put out Christmas album. It's been long. It's been long overdue.
And
you did a fantastic job. But I'm asking you, what has you most proud about this new Christmas album? A Kenny Lattimore Christmas. What has you more stoked about it? What has you really proud and inspired by this album?
Well, I guess from a creative standpoint, it's that it is authentically who I am. It starts out very R&B in its sound, and then it begins to transition to smooth jazz, which is the stuff I do with Dave Koz. And then it transforms pretty effortlessly, thank God for Aaron as a great producer and sequencing this. It switches over to traditional jazz, which some of my new recordings in 2017 will reflect. Then it shifts over to praise and worship, which is something I've been doing all my life, or most of my life rather. And all of those things fitting together authentically touch on who I am musically. So I'm really proud that we were able to take the same message and spread it out through all kinds of musical genres, and it actually worked as one album.
Well, you did a phenomenal job. And to all the listeners and supporters out there, remember, Kenny is actually on tour with the incredible Mr. Dave Koz. He has a show this evening. He's in Florida at the Sunrise Theater. He said, well, Teddy B, how can I get there? So, you know, it's late now. Hey, plane, train, automobile. You're going to have to take a camel and get there and see this incredible artist. But without further ado, let's get into it. The hit single from this fantastic new Christmas album, of course, a Kenny Lattimore Christmas, of course, Real Love This Christmas, here in the Zone of LOTO Radio.
Like every year around this time, it's December. This Christmas will be one to remember.
Woke up early this morning,
remember.
the holiday.
Christmas available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon.com. And remember to get all the latest updates, tour information. He is on a very special Dave Koz Christmas tour. So to get all the latest information and also purchase some tickets, be sure to stop by Kenny's official website. That's at www.kennylattimore.com. My goodness. My brother, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I just hope it won't take another 2 years, man. We've been waiting.
There'll be some more new music coming out at the top of the year, so hopefully we'll talk again real soon.
I'm going to hold you to that.
All right.
Hey, man, have a fantastic show tonight, all right?
Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless. Incredible Kenny Lattimore here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy, man. It's definitely a blessing to have someone that is super talented and also truly has his feet and everything else grounded, man. And, you know, it does my heart good. I've been doing this now for almost close to 8 years, and it does my heart good to know that you have artists out there that still take this art form seriously, and they know what it is to have that kind of blessing, that kind of gift, to be able to move people, to turn a frown, quote unquote, upside down. Lord have mercy. And as I stated earlier, I'm going to tease you a little bit. This is the second single from Kenny Lattimore. It's, of course, new Christmas album, A Kenny Lattimore Christmas with Lord have mercy. Home for the holidays here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
It's time for the holiday. The greatest gift from God is Christ Himself, and in harmony will prosper in everything. The love from above is like hearing angels sing. I just wanna fly away. Where I belong, I'm going home for the holiday. I'm going home for the holiday. Hey, yeah. Laughter brings joy. Love is the strongest bond. There's nothing like family. Cherish the love from God's Son. I just wanna fly away, yeah. day. I'm going home for the holiday. I'm going home for the holiday.